in God's family is often the people serving behind the scenes that make the biggest difference. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Do you ever think about what your role might be in serving the church? Maybe you're already serving in kids ministry or on the music team, or you're still looking for where you might fit in. Today's devotion shows how even the quieter, kind of behind the scenes roles are still honored in God's family. It's called Priscilla and Aquila by Kimberly Brokish. Who are Priscilla and Aquila? This was a question I asked as I was reading through Romans 16. They're mentioned in verse 3, and for some reason it caught my eye. So I looked up their names in my Bible app, and I was surprised to learn their story. In Acts 18, we find that Paul first met this married couple in Corinth. Paul had come to Corinth to continue his ministry. Aquila was originally from Italy, but because he was a Jew, he had been ordered to leave Rome. So both he and his wife Priscilla, or Prisca in more formal Greek, traveled to Corinth. When they met Paul, they began to work together as tent makers. Acts 18 goes on to tell us, after some time, the couple traveled with Paul to Ephesus. This is where Priscilla and Aquila stayed while Paul moved on. Then Apollos came to Ephesus too. Apollos was already a good teacher who had a thorough knowledge of the scriptures, but he had some significant gaps in his understanding of Jesus. So, in Acts 18, 26, when Priscilla and Aquila heard them, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. Now, I don't know about you, but this verse amazed me. I've heard of Apollos many times before, and I've heard about how great a teacher he was. It's cool to know that this seemingly humble, inconspicuous couple was able to explain the way of God to him more adequately. The Bible mentions Priscilla and Aquila three more times. In 1 Corinthians 16:19, Paul says, "Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord, and so does the church that meets at their house." Here we learn that this welcoming couple hosted a church in their home, as churches meeting in homes was common at the time. And in two other letters, Paul sends them greetings in Romans 16:3 and 2 Timothy 4:19. This couple is not very well known, but they seem to have meant a great deal to Paul. And the way they welcomed people and shared the love of the Lord can be an inspiration to us today. All right, let's think about this for a second. The gospel is amazing. And as we grow in our understanding of Jesus's life, death, and resurrection, we are compelled to share it with others in a number of ways. Some of us are called to be missionaries like Paul, and others are called to be more like Priscilla and Aquila, offering hospitality, teaching, and support. What gifts has God given you to help others know him better? If you're not sure, consider spending some time asking God, and also ask trusted Christians. Now, you and I can read what the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 16:3, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus." And see for yourself what God says in Acts 18, Romans 16 verses 3 through 5, and 1 Corinthians 16:19 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and it is not the only thing we do. So if you've got younger siblings, they can check out Keys for Kids Radio. I'm one of the hosts there because it is an internet radio station made for kids 6 to 12, and it's got music and stories to get them excited about growing closer to God. You can show it to them on the Keys for Kids app or at keysforkids.net. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how God may be working even when you're in a tough season of life. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.